gentlemen, step right up.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see the elephant! When I'm a road runner, honey.
They would like them, eh? All right, welcome to the American Adversaries Radio Show. That's right, folks, we're here, we're live and ready to go. Thanks for tuning in. That's right, we're on FM 105.5 and AM 660 The Answer. Of course, you can always find us on AM660TheAnswer.com, our brand new website, AmericanAdversaries.com. Of course, also on your Alexa devices, and you can still download the Answer Orlando app, and we're on the Titan Cave Cam tonight on Facebook. All right, so we're here. We're ready to go. As I said, we're in the Relaxing Comfort Studios and got the chairman of the board, the union boss himself, Mike McBath, in the studio. Oh, my Lord.
Oh,
turn
geez.
That thing around here. Let me see that.
That is one of your judges.
How you about know? That?
The rest of the people in here don't look like that judge. I can tell you that. Here comes the judge.
All right, that is Michael McBath, along with the man about town, Rick Brown. How you doing, Rick?
I am doing great tonight. How are you doing?
Excellent. Until you showed me that picture.
I missed that great concert. Yeah, I was going to tell Jackie. That was an incredible Elizabeth Montgomery as a brunette.
But boy, oh boy, oh boy.
Unbelievable.
She should have been at our party last night, right?
I
am the philosopher, political mad scientist, Christopher Hart. Jeff Sinis is on the bridge, 407-774-8255. Just about last night. We had a lot of fun last night. Great contest. And
you folks
enjoyed it.
Chris, as you know, all these people call in with costume ideas and everything. And last night when I was driving home, I saw a rather unique. I saw a pumpkin with a Don Trump wig on it, and they called it a Trumpkin.
Trumpkin. I love
that. As cute as could be. But I mean, think of his orange face, his orange hair, and then it was a Trumpkin. Very good. Very good.
I was kicking myself. I stayed home because every year I go sit out on the sidewalks to keep everybody from coming up to the house and setting the dogs off.
Right.
So I was out there, had a cigar, I had my scotch, had my thing of candy and my iPad. Four people. Two that were about 2 years old and two that drove up in the car that were about 16. And the 16-year-old says to me, "You don't look very scary." And I said, "You don't know what I did this afternoon."
No. you don't know what I'm carrying.
You don't know what I am. There you go. All right.
Four people I stayed home for.
Wow.
Four people.
Yeah.
Awful. I didn't get any kids at my house. Of course, I got home well after dark, so I don't know.
Did you see those machines out now, too, where you can take your candy, put it in the machine, and it gives you Reese's Peanut Butter Cups? In all seriousness, they had them all around different cities.
You trade in?
Yeah, you would take like your lollipops and the stuff that you don't like, and you just put it into the machine, and I guess, I don't know how they designate it, but they just kick you out.
How they weigh it.
Nice.
Yeah. I guess it's by weight, but I mean, is that hilarious? What a great promotion, though, you know?
Indeed.
And you know, Tuscarora is just hilarious, because I'm sitting there, and all the trick-or-treaters going down the main road are in golf carts.
Oh, no. It sounds like the villages, Rick, you know?
Oh, indeed, indeed.
Oh, that's funny.
I guess that's a sign of the Trump economy, maybe, right?
I guess, yeah.
All right. The president was in Fort Myers last night. Another rally, loud and intense, as it was described this morning on the media. And he was, it wasn't quite as long as he's been doing. It was a little bit less than an hour, but he gave the audience a great speech.
He always gives them 100%.
Indeed.
100%.
Indeed. He laid into the media, making the argument similar to what we've been making here on the show, in particular since this. I don't even want to call him a bomber because the things that he sent weren't really bombs.
No.
I mean, they were facsimiles. Let's call him the pseudo-bomber.
The only thing he was missing was a clock face. Like clock boy.
Yeah, exactly. The pseudo-bomber, you know, talking about the rhetoric. And the president, you know, has been saying, look, you know, the rhetoric coming out of the media is just every bit as bad as worse. You know, they talk about being, you know, unifying, and they come up with all this divisive rhetoric, and he's absolutely right. That's what tipped me off on the pseudo-bomber, was the targets. It became clear to me that the targets were people who had been mouthing off against Trump, threatening him with violence and impeachment and jail and all this sort of stuff. And so it wasn't Trump's rhetoric, it was their rhetoric.
I mean,
and that's what he's been pointing out.
Chris, you listen to CNN today, like this guy, Don Lemonhead, right? Lemonhead was, I've never heard a guy, such a racist pig as this guy. How does he get away with it? If you did that, you wouldn't be here. Well, and we can't keep making excuses for these people because of the color of their skin that they can constantly
they don't get a pass.
Trounce the rest of the people into the dirt. Doesn't matter if you're black, white, yellow, green. These people can't keep riding this horse of mad racism.
Nope.
The bad news is he's still on the air. The good news is hardly anybody watches.
Now you're right about that. I mean, Lemonhead ain't going to be around much longer.
And the ratings that just came out showed that Fox News Channel had more viewers than CNN and MSNBC combined.
Nice.
Right?
Nice.
So
Lemonhead's message really isn't going anywhere but to their own cycle.
No, yeah, they're talking to themselves.
I kind of take the other tack. Let him run his mouth.
Let
him get
horrible.
Out there because it's an education for people who are paying attention.
It is.
And, you know, it is a situation where just because Roseanne and Megyn Kelly got fired, that doesn't mean he has to get fired. Now, they shouldn't have been fired.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have fired either one for the reasons they gave. Now, Megyn Kelly wasn't fired because of the blackface. They were looking for a reason to fire her.
Right, that was just an excuse.
Right. Because she wasn't condoning blackface. She wasn't saying it was good. She simply said, when we were kids, you could do this.
Right.
So, okay. But no, her ratings weren't good, and they didn't like her around the network there. But she's as we said, she's suing them going out the door. She is she's going to get a chunk of change. There ain't no joke about that.
Well, they overpaid her to begin with.
Yeah, well, they're going to be overpaying her again.
Oh, boy, yeah. I mean, did you see Google today had their walkout? You know, they're in
because of the sexual harassment.
Asia,
right.
Europe, the United States, because of sexual misconduct. But here it is, you know, left eats up left. You know, in other words, you keep making these rules, You know what happens? You're going to be destroyed by the rules.
Yeah, but getting back to Don Lemon for a minute, another reason why, you know, let these people run their mouths because they show their pure ignorance. I wouldn't call him a racist. I would call him ignorant. Because if you listen to his statement, he begins by saying something to the effect of, you know, we can't be going around labeling groups and singling out groups and everything. And then he proceeds to single out white men.
Yeah, but there's always a but.
Right, exactly. So once again, it for discerning individuals, they will look at that and they will not like it, and they will say, "I don't agree with that." He's, you know, he's the first
way
part
off limits.
He was right to begin with, but then he's and then he trashed the whole thing he said by attacking white males.
Right. Now, you are the terrorist. Right. You're the terrorist.
Right. The point that he makes is actually fairly accurate. And that is in the sense that most of these mass killings have been conducted by white males.
Mm-hmm.
But that skews the reality of the situation, because if you look and see who commits the most murders, it's not any one male. It is a group of people, and it is, in fact, black males. Right.
How about Chicago, right?
Right, exactly.
All Lemonhead has to do is look at the stats on Chicago, and his argument is busted apart every way possible.
Right. And what it boils down to is that there's plenty of hate to go around, if you want to look at it that way, and it's a shame. But statements like his, as the president was pointing out, as we've pointed out, perpetrate and propagate and perpetuate the hate. That's what he's doing.
No, I mean,
he's creating and perpetuating hate against white males.
He identifies who you should hate.
Right.
Trump is just, he's joking. He's not really, you know, I don't consider his
hate-related. What he does is he calls out the people.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
He calls out the fake news media. He doesn't call out the media. He doesn't call out
fake news media.
Exactly. Right. He does not calling out the press or the free press. He's calling out the fake news media. And he's absolutely right. Fake news is poisonous to any culture, whether it's gossip over the clothesline or comes across the airwaves or the internet.
I mean,
if it's fake news,
it's propaganda. Fake news is bad propaganda. There's no truth to this.
Right. You know? Which is why we try to be very careful about what facts that we say around here and the speculation that we do.
Mm-hmm.
But nonetheless, the president is simply calling these people out because they are the ones who are guilty of doing what they are accusing him of. Right. And we've talked about this on the show. Democrats are great at projecting their thoughts, their tactics, their methods onto others, and in the process,
with a diversion.
And in the process, condemning the behavior that they do.
Right.
It's this whole business of, you know, Trump controlling the media and stuff. Why are they mad that Trump's controlling the media? Because they can't. You see, all these years they've been able to control the media. They've been able to control the day's story, whatever, because the Republicans allowed them to.
Right.
But Trump does not allow them to.
I mean, they're really on the reaction side, not the initiation side. Trump is the one that puts out the contest.
Well, yes and no. Because and Trump was saying this in an interview with Axios, and the liberals were making a big deal about this. And once again, this interview is going to air evidently Monday. It's going to come out in its entirety, but they've been putting out little bits and pieces where he talks about truth. The guy says, do you think you always tell the truth? And he says, well, I try to. I want to. I always try to. I want to as often as I can. He says, but sometimes things change and I get it wrong. He said, but I try to. I want to. And he says, well, what about this stuff about the media? He says, well, look, I gotta do what the media comes after me. I gotta go after them. If I don't go after them, I don't win.
Right.
And he's exactly right. And what they're saying is that that's something unique about him. And what we've been saying on this show ever since he came down that doggone escalator is that he is the epitome of the process. In other words, he practices what they've been doing, and he does it better than them.
Much better.
Yeah.
Because it's acceptable to many, not to all, but obviously to many.
But see, and so, and he actually, I believe he used the phrase that that's how you play the game.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Yep.
And that's why it's like in politics, professional wrestling. This is no joke. It is how the game is played. You use emotion. You use, falderall. All of this comes into play. And if the only one side is doing it, they're going to win more often than not.
You know, and that's really a duplicitous comment, too, on the part of the media when they say this is unique unto him.
Yep.
What they have done in attacking this president is unique unto him. The fervency of this attack on this president has never been done before.
And you want to know why? It's because he fights them back.
That's right.
You see, they haven't had to do this before. George Bush let him whip his tail every day. They went out and got a new switch every day and whipped him with it. And the same thing with his dad.
Yep.
Reagan wasn't so bad, but they still did it to him.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Well, they just lied to
George
him.
George Bush literally gave up in the end. And that's what really happened to the economy, debt, everything else.
Well, you can see it on his face.
Tower.
He had that defeatist look on his face
and
for the last year of his
presidency.
Where
Trump would fight him to the end.
Yeah.
That's
mm-hmm.
why we're Trump.
And every time I see Karl Rove on Fox, Trump should take the high road. He shouldn't punch down at these people. And, yeah, look what happened to your president. Yeah, your guy walked out of office with about 25% approval rate there, buddy.
Yeah, thank you, Carl.
Thanks for the advice. No thanks.
And let the economy crash around his ears.
Right.
That's exactly
right.
What occurred, too.
Exactly. You ever notice how Karl Rove doesn't have any ears?
I mean,
when you look at him straight on, you can't see his
ears. I'm always amazed they call him like a political analyst. What does he know?
He's very good. He's pretty good with the numbers.
He holds up his little chart and writes
and
it in chalk.
If you've been listening to him talking about the numbers here lately, I think he's got a pretty good hold of the lay of the land.
Okay.
And
that's why he doesn't have any ears, because he holds that whiteboard up against the side of his head.
All right, let's take a break.
Yeah,
we come back.
Truth,
we got a couple of callers on the line. We'll take their calls.
Hang on, Brad.
And yours as well at 407-774-8255. You are listening to the American Adversaries Radio Show. Got a couple of great events going on tomorrow. Would you like to meet Ashley Moody? Would you like to meet Rick Scott? How about Lindsey Graham?
Oh, yeah.
We're going to tell you how. All right? Stick around for more of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
Hey, Central Florida, Dave Ramsey here. When you need advice on your taxes and want to work with someone who has the heart of a teacher, you need to see Larry Herring, CPA. He's one of our tax-endorsed local providers, and he's ready to talk with you about all your income tax needs. Larry Herring will help you manage your taxes just like any other expense. Take it from me, Larry is your guy. 407-647-7777 or at herringcpa.com.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food, but those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080, the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Slowdowns on I-4 picking up as the afternoon progresses right now. It goes back as far back as Lake Mary currently. And that continues till past downtown and past the Millennia. 408 westbound is congested from I-4 till after John Young Parkway currently. You still have that closed down at Summerlin between Amelia and Colonial. And you have a crash at Sand Lake and Turkey Lake Road that is still contributing to slowdowns there. I'm Zwayne, and that's your Answer Traffic Update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
South of the border, down Mexico way.
That's exciting. I'm not sure this is that exciting. What's coming? Yeah. I remember the old. No, honestly, God, I remember 20, 30 years going to Acapulco at least 3-4 times. That was one of the playgrounds there were of the people. And now it's like nothing but a, you know, it's terrible.
Yep. The president addressed the caravans this afternoon in an address from the White House, the caravan south of the border down Mexico Way.
Yeah.
There's now three more behind the one that has been making its way up through Mexico. Another one has broken its way into Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
There's one forming in Honduras and one that has moved to the southern border, or the border of Honduras and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so the president addressed that. But let's take some phone calls on Don Lemon before we get into that subject. Brad is up, and then Marshall. Brad, thanks for calling.
Oh, yeah, guys. I wanted to segue into exactly what you were talking about the fake news. And even in their defense, when they strike back, they even lie about that as well. They say that the president calls all press, all media, when of course not. He's clarified it. He says when it's fake, you know, the ones that are distorting, lying, propagandizing, that is the enemy of the people, because you can't have propaganda like that in your journalism. But they lie about him constantly. And, you know, the fact that we now have a president that labels it that, when you were right, George Bush just took it, Mitt Romney just took it. It was about time that the American people become more aware of it. And that's a good thing, fellas, because if the news media constantly says, well, the president lied 5,000 times, they're doing the same thing, and they're getting away with it. So it's good that the American people know you're accusing him of being a liar, mm-hmm. but yet pot kettle. You know what I'm saying? And so this has been a godsend, and I believe that's why everyone is confident that they put this man in office for these very reasons. Because in order to continue a constitutional republic with liberty, you've got to fight this. Otherwise, you'll slip quietly into the night, guys, into government-controlled socialism.
That's right.
Good people, what would they say? When good people do nothing,
Evil thrives.
Evil thrives. Yeah. That's right. Yep. When good people
Thanks,
are silent.
Guys.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Brad.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for holding.
All right. I see our. Okay. All right. Let's go to Marshall next before we have to take a break. Hey, Marshall, how you doing?
How you been, Chris, guys?
Excellent.
How are you?
Good to hear from you.
Good to hear from you guys. Listen, the only thing that I wish somebody would ask Lemon is do we have any choice of what color we're born?
Obviously not. Not yet, anyway.
No. I could have been born black, pink, purple, whatever color, and I have no control over that.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, I think what you're getting to is a more basic philosophical question, if you will.
Yeah.
And it's not what you're born with or who you're born as. It's what you do with your life. Exactly. Exactly. That's what we're going to be judged by. And if you're born with very little and you do what you can with that, you're going to be held in high regard. If you're born with a lot and do very little with it, you're not going to be held in high regard.
Yeah, well, I'm sure you've done this too, Chris. But I've lived two simple rules, okay? I treat people the way I would like to be treated, and I judge people by their character. End of story.
That's about the size of it. All right, Marshall, always great to hear from you.
God
sounding
bless
good.
Y'all.
You're sounding good. Appreciate you being up
great
here.
Great work, Chris.
Thank you.
The last couple of months been a little rough. I'm sorry I haven't been on.
All right. We'll look forward to hearing from you some more. Thank you, Marshall.
All right. Take care, my man.
All right.
Thank you.
We do have to take a break. You are listening to the American Adversaries Radio Show. Once again, we are here. We are live. And tomorrow, you'll be able to meet Ashley Moody at 9 a.m. at the Orange County Republican office. That's on Cimarron Boulevard down there around the Goldenrod area, 1320 North Cimarron. That's 9 a.m., Orange County Republican office, 1320 North Cimarron. That's a shopping center. The Republican office is mm-hmm. in the shopping center. Rick Scott and Lindsey Graham, you will be able to meet at 115 at Skyline Attractions. That's at 3923 Forestall Avenue, Orlando, 32806. Skyline Attractions, 3923 Forestall Avenue at 115 for Rick Scott and Lindsey Graham.
What part of the city is that in?
Graham.
What part of the city is that in?
Then we'll have to look that up. 32806. That should be somewhere around downtownish, I think.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump announced plans to deny asylum to migrants who try to enter the U.S. illegally between ports of entry as part of his latest response to two caravans of migrants heading toward the U.S.-Mexico border. Meanwhile, Mexican immigration authorities so far haven't tried to detain migrants in the largest caravan of Central Americans now walking through the southern part of that country. But it's a different story with the second, smaller caravan of migrants about 200 miles behind them. About 1,000 Google workers in San Francisco have swarmed into a plaza in front of the city's historic Ferry Building. It's part of a worldwide protest employees are staging to complain about Google's handling of sexual misconduct claims. On Wall Street, the Dow by 265 points to 25,380. The NASDAQ rose 128. The S&P advanced 28. Oil down to $63.69 a barrel. This is SRN News.
And the latest answer traffic now.
An acupuncturist is accused of sexual assault on a 16-year-old girl. Matthew Johnson was arrested and charged. The victim claimed the abuse had been going on for several weeks during the acupuncture procedures. Claremont police is still investigating. Another police shooting, this time in Volusia County. A man who was confronted by police pointed a gun at them and they opened fire. The man died at the hospital. Police were tracing the man down after a dispute call and found him at the 7-Eleven where the incident occurred. The officers are currently on administrative leave until the investigation is completed. In sports, the UCF Knights are now in ninth place and have received the 12th playoff position. This is taking the win-loss of the team, as well as the strength of the schedule. UCF will be shut out of the national championship again, and it's still possible for UCF and UF to play each other in the Peach Bowl. UCF is playing Temple tonight. I'm Zwayne, and that's your Answer News Update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Hi, my name is Wayne Lipnitsky, and I am running for Congress, U.S. House, District 9, and I am a veteran with a voice. It is my intent to give a voice to those who have been ignored under this district's current representation. We need your help. My opponent, Darren Soto, wants to raise your taxes, leave the border unsecured, and stifle our local economy. This election is of national importance. Please get involved in our campaign by visiting our website, WayneForUSCongress.com. That is WayneForUSCongress.com. My name is Wayne Lipnitsky, and I approve this message.
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Janice Shepard, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
In traffic, we've got the answer.
Your I-4 slowdown's very heavy all the way back to Lake Mary, and that continues till past downtown and into the Millennia area. You have a crash. You have an accident at Hiawassee and Apopka Boulevard, contributing to slowdowns in that area. 408 westbound is congested from I-4 till after John Young Parkway. 408 eastbound is congested at the 408-417 exchange. I'm Zwayne, and that's your answer traffic update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
This is former professional wrestler Roxy Astor. I love to wrestle, especially when it comes to politics. For the best in political professional wrestling, I listen to the American Adversaries on AM 660, The Answer, WORL. I'd go to the mat with these guys any day.
All right, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, we're here. We're live in the Relax and Comfort Studios. And don't forget, you've still got, well, less than a week now, because on November the 7th, We're going to be doing a live remote broadcast at Kitland Park for the opening ceremony of the Traveling Vietnam Wall Memorial. And it is at that location on that date that we are going to draw the winner for our raffle drawing for our brand new website.
I'm not going to ask you the prizes, Chris, because Kathy is not here to help.
You know? That's it. I need to write them down on my arm so I can remember them. But one of them is the Smart Pillow from Relax and Comfort.
Right.
And these things are really smart pillows.
Will be hand delivered to them by Jackie?
I doubt that. Better not be. I don't get that service.
Wearing a witch costume?
If the host don't get that, they don't get that. All right, but that'll be one of the prizes. Of course, another one of the prizes will be able to be on the show with us on a Thursday, help us judge a contest, be a part of the show.
Drinks.
And then dinner at Cafe Positano afterwards. Mm-hmm. That's right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So all of that and a whole lot more.
We must think a lot of ourselves.
We must.
We're a prize.
No, that's the right word. We're a real prize, I can tell you.
I do remember our social studies teacher in seventh grade, Mr. Balboni. He said, "Oh, you're a real prize, aren't you? You're a real prize.
You're
all
a real winner, buddy.
That's hilarious.
A real jewel you are," he used to say.
It'll be a good night for somebody.
That's right.
Whoever wins is going to be very happy.
And you have the opportunity to be there when we draw your name. And so come on out and join us. That's Kitland Park, and that's in Apopka, November the 7th. And hopefully everybody's going to be in a good mood. But if you'd like to register for the drawing, not too late yet, and you go to AmericanAdversaries.com. All right, so we got Mike McBath and Rick Brown and myself, Christopher Hart, in the studio. 407-774-8255 is the number. Just prior to when we went on the air, I guess it was a little after 4 o'clock, the president gave an address from the White House talking about the caravan. He basically sent them a very strong message. He said, don't come here, turn around and go back. You will not be allowed to come into the country.
Right.
I wonder if they have, no seriousness, loudspeakers and stuff. I mean, going up and down, say, don't come here, here.
Most of these people have smartphones.
Yeah,
does that tell you anything?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, yeah.
They got ample food, water, new shoes, bedding,
and
smartphones.
Yeah. Right.
And probably solar charged.
And the president, once again, reminded us that these aren't all angels on the way here. Some of them are bad folks. And speaking of that, I think it was on Fox. They interviewed some guy this morning. I think I heard on Gallagher's show, Mike Gallagher's show, they played a clip of a guy being interviewed in the caravan talking about how he had been arrested for murder in the country of origin that he had been
from.
Oh,
that's not a problem.
He'll fit in perfect in Chicago. These are, according to Shotgun Joe Biden, these are impoverished refugees.
Women and children.
Right, yeah. Mm. Not very many. Women and children.
Have you seen the interviews with the ones that speak in a New York accent?
I haven't
yet. Brenda pointed that out to me.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. I know. That's amusing.
By the way, the president said that they know the system better than lawyers do, and he's absolutely right about that. Most of these refugees, when they get to the border, they know exactly what to do, exactly where to go, exactly what to say. And there are two types of illegals that come in the country. Some come in the front door, some come in the back door. The ones that come in the back door sneak in and try to avoid apprehension. The ones that come in the front door seek out apprehension. They want to be apprehended and put into the system, which allows them in the front door. And then they get lost amongst the rest of us.
Right.
The president said there's over 700,000 being processed right now.
I mean, again, think of the billions, not millions, of dollars that are being spent on these people that could be spent on the American poor, in the inner cities, everything else. And these Democrats just won't resolve this problem.
No.
And let's look at it this way, too.
Oh.
Because there have been calls and why don't we help them make their countries better so that they don't have to come here? Well, I'll make them a deal. That we'll stop spending money on the illegals here, and we'll send it down there, and they can get
it
down
there.
We'll build
jobs, we'll get everything organized, get them to work.
It would be better off in the long run, wouldn't it?
I agree.
Hey, so if he does this executive order to close the border,
which he is threatening to do,
what is the play for the Ninth Circuit?
They will put a stay on it.
And will he then get it to the Supreme Court immediately, or will he ignore them as he should have done in the past?
It would be asked to be expedited up the ladder. That would be up to the courts to decide whether they would allow it to be expedited. I would think that given the circumstances, they would most likely would allow it to be expedited. But they, as soon as it got to the Supreme Court, you would get the same decision as you had on the travel restrictions, remember? Yes, indeed, the president does have this constitutional authority.
And but I can see the Ninth Circuit doing this when these guys are like 3 miles from the border.
Yeah. Well, once again, they would, I'm sure they would try to stop him, but the president has the legal authority.
Of course he does.
And as described by Sidney Powell on the show last week, he doesn't even need to show that there is a threat.
Nope.
All he has to say is, "It's in my opinion, as President of the United States, forget about anybody, in my opinion, that it is not in the best interest of the United States to allow these people into the country. That's it." And the Constitution allows him that authority.
And does the Ninth even have standing to try to do this?
That's a good question. I would suppose if some of them came, tried to get through in San Diego or coming into California. There is now speculation that they may try to come to Texas, which is closer to where they are. And but we shall see. The president, in essence, is issuing a warning to them that don't come here. And the military, some of these 5,200 are already on the border. Mm-hmm. They're already stringing wire. They're already putting up tents. And they're already building facilities for themselves. And General Mattis announced today, that he is allowing, or he is prepared to authorize more troops. The president used the number last night of about 15,000.
Right, 15,000. Yeah.
And of course, the media is, we don't have that many troops in Afghanistan. Well,
oh,
so what?
My God. So the troops live here in the United States, okay?
I'd like the Twitter storm where they were talking about the inability to use U.S. military against their own citizens without any regard for the fact that none of these people are U.S. citizens.
I know, isn't that great? They do a whole discussion on that and they miss the main point.
Exactly, which is why none of these people are entitled to any of our rights that we enjoy.
None.
Not a single one. Because they are not citizens of the United States.
If they tried, they try to break through the border, they should be treated as enemy combatants.
Indeed, and that's the president talked about that today. He said, some people call this an invasion. It is an invasion.
That's right. And once they get through, they disappear and they're gone. Whitey Bulger should have hung out with some of these guys because they never would have been found.
He was on the lam for about 20 years. But the point is, the president is adamant about this. And as Sam Nunberg talked about yesterday, this is very timely in terms of the election. It is going to be one of the issues. And you were talking about Merrill Lynch has done some studies.
Right. Merrill Lynch came out the day, actually, and did a report, and they call it when the blue wave hits the red wall. And what the primary emphasis of the report was that, it's their opinion that the Republicans are going to win the Senate side, of this. And then they also believe, though, on the congressional side that the races are going to be a lot closer, and many of them may not even be resolved late at night because the counting is going to be so close because there's really no great accuracy on these polls, particularly in these minor type races for different congressional districts. And then they also pointed out that if you're an investor, don't lose too much sleep because if it's a split, Senate, split House, that usually the markets perform reasonably well. And if the Republicans go both sides, there's probably going to be another spurt upwards. If Democrats go both sides, it'll be a slow drain for a while.
Well, that's sort of a good news, bad news thing. It will be reasonably well if we have a split Congress.
Right.
But it will do very well if we have the Republicans in full control and the president continuing to push his agenda of economic growth.
Right. And he can do, executive orders, he can do regulations and all that and run that right. But who cares about Congress? This all through.
Yeah, but nonetheless.
Oh, I know.
You're talking about the fiscal side of it.
Right.
Then there's the political side of it.
I understand.
Where they will do everything that they can to tie him down in investigations. This whole Herr Mueller thing will go back to square one. They will start all over and build up toward the impeachment and all of that, and that will drain so very much political time, energy, money, the whole nine yards.
Can you really envision Maxine Waters head of the banking committee. I mean, oh here God. Is, and that's, Trump is right. That's here is a low IQ yeah. moron. And she's going to be in charge of the destiny of this country's banking system.
And
is the public crazy?
And your old buddy Adam Shifty Schiff,
oh, my favorite.
Would be
yeah,
in charge of the oversight committee.
He's total integrity, that
right.
guy.
Right.
Yeah.
This is right. So we can't just say, okay, well, we'll still make some money. No, we will do okay because the United States is resilient and we do good even under a guy like Obama. Mm-hmm. All right? You know, but that doesn't mean we can't do a hell of a lot better.
That's the point.
And that's the way the President Trump sees it, you see.
And that's why you want corporations to operate without little government interference, because they continue on
right.
while the government just stumbles
right.
and bumbles.
Oh, my Lord.
Uh-oh, what happened?
Oh, that was not Jackie.
Oh, it wasn't?
That's her daughter.
Oh, no. oh, no.
Rick, oh, my God.
I thought she was pretending to be pregnant.
Oh, Lord God Almighty. Oh, yes.
Now,
okay.
Rick, what were you saying?
That's a little inside joke going on here, ladies and gentlemen.
oh.
Sorry, Jackie.
Let's
it's good just, thing you couldn't hear any of the comments that were being made about your daughter.
Let's just say the peach don't fall far from the
Boy,
tree,
is
right?
That funny.
The peach don't fall far from the tree.
Wow.
But to get back to the thing with the House, once again, though, the control of the House itself may come down to one or two or just
right.
a handful
I mean,
of votes.
It seemed like the Merrill Lynch report was really saying how close, I mean real close,
the vote.
This will
yeah.
be
right.
in the House.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
And what that means is you could have a significant break in the last day or two of the campaign towards
right.
one or another.
Right.
That is oftentimes seen in a campaign.
And you know, the forecasters are like all over the map on this.
And
too.
They
one
are.
Guy is saying it's going to be 40-seat pickup for the Democrats.
Right.
Somebody else, you know, just...
Right.
But do you
know.
Agree, though, Chris, that the crowds that Trump draws now is even more enthusiastic than when he ran for office? And
oh,
bigger.
Yes.
I believe that. So that's why I believe the red wall is going to hold very well against the trickling, whatever you want to call it, blue water
sprinkle. The past few places he's been, right? He packed that
that's
stadium with
saying.
Thousands
I've
of people outside.
I've never seen such enthusiasm in any politician in the history.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And once again, it's all about getting the base out mm-hmm. in mass. All right?
Yep.
And the good news for Republicans is we generally do tend to go out and vote. The bad news is that the Democrats are putting together a better effort than they have put together in a midterm in a long time. And they're working the grassroots, and they're working the media. They've got all their machine working hard. So that means we got to do our part. But if we do our part, we're in the game. And we're
well, you saw last night, Chris, when Trump said to that crowd, how many of you have voted? It was like, it looked like 80-90%
oh,
of
yeah.
all voted. Then he turned around and said, you know, I better get going. I mean, you people already voted. I could go work somewhere else, you know, which was really pretty funny. You know?
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we got Eddie on the line. We'll take your call, too,
Eddie.
At 407-774-8255. Don't forget, tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. at the Orange County Republican office, 1320 North Cimarron, you can meet Ashley Moody, candidate for Florida Attorney General. She's a great gal, really got it going on, and make sure you vote for her, even if you can't get out and meet her. And then at 1:15 at the Skyline Attractions, 3923 Forestall Avenue, Rick Scott and Lindsey Graham will be appearing. Both of these events are open to the public and free. And donuts at the 1
well,
in the morning.
Well, that should draw a lot. That'll draw the Democrats.
All
the
right.
Democrats.
All right, we'll be right back.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
The news stories are alarming. Sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santomassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to save safeguard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 Screening Solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
Do you suffer from back pain? Have trouble sleeping? Do you ever wish you could get a truly great night's sleep or have your own massage on demand? For 51 years, Relax and Comfort has helped people sit, sleep, and feel better every day. See why ABC, CBS, and Fox are talking about the new X10 bed. It's the perfect marriage of a Sleep Number bed and a Tempur-Pedic bed. Its cool gel memory foam comfort layers are totally adjustable from ultra soft to ultra firm for each side. Add a zero gravity base and you'll have hundreds of healthy and relaxing positions for you and your partner. Save thousands over the leading national brands. With the sustainable X10 design, you'll never need to buy another bed. Get the world's best adjustable beds and massage chairs at no interest, 0% financing. That's less than $5 a day to own. Relax in Comfort, family owned and operated over 50 years, has stores in Winter Park, Sanford, Windermere, and the Villages. Learn more. Visit relaxandcomfort.com. Call 321-329-3118. That's 321-329-3118. Ladies and gentlemen, we all know that one of the biggest investments we'll make in life is the house we choose to make our home. So why make this investment without knowing exactly what you're getting into? That's where Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections comes in. He'll make sure that excitement over the purchase of a house or rental property or commercial property doesn't turn into a nightmare after you take the keys. To get the most thorough and complete inspection, go to OrlandosHomeInspector.com or just call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Don't roll the dice on your home purchase. Remember, call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
408 westbound is congested from I-4 till after John Young Parkway. 408 eastbound is congested at the 408-417 exchange. Your I-4 slowdown's very heavy all the way back to Lake Marion. That continues still past downtown and into the Millennia area. You have a crash. You have an accident at Hiawassee and Apopka Boulevard contributing to slowdowns in that area. I'm Zwayne, and that's your answer traffic update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, the answer.
Get you. All right, one way or another, the president's going to get you, ladies and gentlemen. All right, welcome back to the show. That's right, you got the American Adversaries. We're here. We're live. Eddie is on the line. Eddie, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. You guys sound great tonight.
How are you? All right, Eddie. Thank you.
Hey, instead of calling them refugees, let's call them F-U-G's.
Now, what does that mean, Eddie?
Furman University?
No, the guy, your screen caller told me to just use the acronym.
That's right. That's it. That's all it was.
Don't go into
detail. Following orders here.
We get the idea.
Actually, that is pretty cute. That could be a good T-shirt. Think about that. You know.
And these the Hollywood types, you can call them activists.
Activist.
Oh, I like those.
Hey, man, you're on fire tonight.
Some kind of concept. Excellent.
And I'm doing this after a large frosty milkshake, too.
Yeah, I can imagine, Eddie.
That's terribly white of you.
Chocolate milkshake.
There you go. All right.
Don't be misappropriating
anything. If you guys want to do me a favor, y'all could use those ideas. I'm giving them up. But all I want to do is I want to hear President Trump when he was leaving that Jewish hospital.
and those people saying to him, "Thank you, Mr. President. We're behind you." And I want to hear that guy yell, "I love you, Melania." If you could play that clip, I would be happiest guy on the planet right now.
Yeah, he actually, I believe, yelled, "I love you, Ivanka."
Really?
And Ivanka, yeah.
Yeah,
Ivanka,
one's good enough for me.
Yeah, and the president made a comment, too, after that. We'll find it.
It was so sweet.
Yeah,
it was so sweet.
We'll find it during the break and play it in the next hour of the show. But
that
you're right.
Funny, yeah.
And the president commented about that last night during the rally,
mm-hmm.
that he went to Pittsburgh trying to bring the country together, comfort people. He gets back to the White House. He turns on the TV. He's getting trashed about it by the people in the media.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you, Eddie. Take care. Thank you for calling.
Thank you
for calling. And we'll get that up for you.
The politicians of Pittsburgh are the people sort of led the way, you know, the Democratic mayor and the city council.
You also had idiots in the street.
Oh, yeah.
With their resist.
They're always there. They're always there. Getting paid.
I love what the president said last night about resistance. He says, what the hell does that get you?
It doesn't get you nothing.
That's the whole point. It doesn't get you anything.
What do you get resolved with resistance?
What are you resisting? Success and gaining market?
Yeah, I'm tired of everybody having a job. I'm tired of everybody making money.
Right.
Oh, okay.
And these are the people.
Stupid people.
And these are the people who are demanding that he unify the nation. Well, how does he do it when you're going to trash him no matter what he does?
No matter what
he tries to unify the nation, you trash him. He goes out and rallies at a political rally, you trash him. There's no winning with this president.
You know,
in their mind.
No, there isn't. I was going to say, my father-in-law gave me a bunch of hats before he died,
right.
And one of them is from Furman University and has a big FU on the front of it.
Oh, really? I know. You need to wear it.
How come you're not wearing it in here? All right.
FUGs.
I know. That's pretty good. FUGs.
I like it.
All right. Okay, so the president has made it quite clear. He's not horsing around. This is not a political ploy, even though it's happening right here in front of the camp, right in front of the election, that he's not going to allow these caravans to force their way into the United States the way they are forcing their way, have and are forcing their way into Mexico. And so he's as serious about it as it can be. By the way, Italy is following suit. You know, they just had some elections over there recently. They are in the process of deporting 2,700 illegals from their country.
What's unique about
it?
And
you know why they're doing it?
One of the reasons is they have no money. That's number one.
But for the safety of their citizens.
Own citizens.
Yep. For the safety of their citizens.
Well, they do have an underground group. You know who that is.
Yeah.
That used to operate or still does.
Yeah, they'll take
care. Whitey Bulger.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's get Roger's phone call before we have to take another break. Hey, Roger, how you doing tonight?
Doing great.
Good.
I like Eddie's pronunciation on things, too.
That was pretty good. Yeah.
A question was, I had heard something about the killing Gillum or his campaign. Something said something about this being a white cracker state.
We were going to get into that in the next hour of the show, so we might as well sort of preview it now. Veritas, Project Veritas, you know, they've been going around these campaigns around the country.
Right.
And they got a couple of Gillum's campaign workers on video talking about how he'll say anything to any crowd, depending on who the crowd is. He knows he can't get his agenda passed. And one of them said, you know, these crackers all over Florida will never go for his stuff. These crackers are never. It almost sounded like he was saying that Gillum couldn't win because of us crackers.
And he made it very clear that he was just going to just lie.
He is lying.
Oh, yeah. Typical lying.
Yeah. Now,
as a racist term, if that's what they want to call it.
But, now, the Gillum campaign has announced today that the one who was primarily recorded has been fired.
Big deal.
That's the whole point. Why fire the guy?
Because it makes you look even worse, actually.
Well, you're validating what he was saying.
Yeah.
So, okay. Yeah. All right, you want to fire him for saying that? Mm-hmm. That means you think he was speaking what he thought was the truth.
Yeah,
that doesn't say much for the candidate, does it? No, I believe Gillum's campaign is imploding. The question is it imploding enough? And
imploding fast enough, right?
Yeah,
That goes against them. They're always hollering freedom of speech.
Right.
Let him say it.
Exactly.
let, let, let,
Let them talk. Let them talk. See, that's the beauty of Project Veritas. He gets these people in their own words.
Let them talk. Just keep talking.
That's it. Yep. Hey, thank you, Roger. God bless you, man.
All right.
All right. Okay. And by the way, Roger is not only a general in the American Adversaries Army, he's in the raffle drawing.
Nice.
Whoa. Yeah. And you could be in
a big hit for Roger.
You could be in the raffle drawing too, ladies and gentlemen. Just go to AmericanAdversaries.com. Right there on the homepage, you'll see the registration form and the list of prizes. And it's a long one. And that drawing will be held on November the 7th. And we want you to come out and join us at Kitland Park for the opening ceremony of the Vietnam Wall Traveling Memorial. We'll be right back with the American Adversaries Radio Show.
Very neat.
News, opinion, passion, FM 105, passion, FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer, WORL, Altamont Springs, Orlando, a service of Salem Media Group. It's 6 o'clock.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com, I'm Keith Peters. President Trump is promising an executive order sometime next week that would ban illegal immigrants from claiming asylum if they cross the border, and would set up vast tent cities that would hold anyone coming over the border.
Under this plan, the illegal aliens will no longer get a free pass into our country by lodging meritless claims in seeking asylum. Instead, migrants seeking asylum will have to present themselves lawfully at a port of entry.
Several caravans of migrants from Central America are slowly winding their way north. One group got into a violent confrontation with Mexican police at a border with Guatemala, throwing rocks. The midterm elections are getting closer and closer. A nail-biting race is taking place in Georgia for the governorship. TV personality Oprah Winfrey says she's impressed by Georgia's Democratic gubernatorial nominee, Stacey Abrams.
You keep standing strong for the values that matter to me and the values that matter to Georgians all over this state.
While Vice President Mike Pence was campaigning for Republican Georgia, Secretary of State Brian Kemp saying Hollywood liberals have been campaigning for Abrams.
I got a message for all Stacey Abrams' liberal Hollywood friends. This ain't Hollywood. This is Georgia.
The anti-Semitic truck driver accused of gunning down 11 people at a Pittsburgh synagogue pleaded not guilty Thursday to federal charges that could put him on death row as funerals for the victims of the deadliest anti-Semitic attack in American history continued for a third day. Robert Bowers, 46, was arraigned one day after a grand jury issued a 44-count indictment charging him with murder, hate crimes, obstructing the practice of religion, and other crimes. On Wall Street, the Dow by 265 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Janice Shepard, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
Answer traffic now.
An acupuncturist is accused of sexual assault on a 16-year-old girl. Matthew Johnson was arrested and charged. The victim claimed the abuse had been going on for several weeks during the acupuncture procedures. Claremont police is still investigating. Another police shooting, this time in Volusia County. A man who was confronted by police pointed a gun at them and they opened fire. The man died at the hospital. Police were tracing the man down after a dispute call and found him at the 7-Eleven where the incident occurred. The officers are currently on administrative leave until the investigation is completed. In sports, the UCF Knights are now in ninth place and have received the 12th playoff position. This is taking the win-loss of the team, as well as the strength of the schedule. UCF will be shut out of the national championship again, and it's still possible for UCF and UF to play each other in the Peach Bowl. UCF is playing Temple tonight. I'm Zwayne, and that's your Answer News Update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
in traffic? We've got the answer.
408 westbound is congested from I-4 till after John Young Parkway. 408 eastbound is congested at the 408-417 exchange. Your I-4 slowdown's very heavy all the way back to Lake Marion. That continues till past downtown and into the Millennia area. You have a crash. You have an accident at Hiawassee and Apopka Boulevard contributing to slowdowns in that area. I'm Zwayne, and that's your answer traffic update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, the answer.
FM 105.5, AM 660, the answer. AccuWeather forecast.
Tonight, clouds breaking with a low of 69. Tomorrow, intervals of clouds and sunshine with a shower or thunderstorm around in the afternoon and a high of 86. Tomorrow night, considerable cloudiness with a shower or thunderstorm around and a low of 63. Not quite as warm on Saturday with lower humidity and some sunshine with a high of 73. And on Sunday, cloudy, humid, and warmer with a couple of showers and a thunderstorm, mainly later with a high 84. I'm Gregory Patrick, FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
With an outdated website and poor Google rankings, your competition is getting your potential customers. You need a marketing company who treats you like family. At JJC Marketing Solutions, we provide state-of-the-art websites, search engine optimization, and social media campaigns that work. Call me, Matt Buff, at 321-765-7710 and mention this ad to get your first month free. At JJC Marketing Solutions, we will make your website awesome again. We will make your social media work again. And yes, we will make your online marketing great again. Visit jjcmarketingsolutions.com or call 321-765-7710 today.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see the elephant! When I'm a roadrunner, honey.
I try keeping up with this president. What, 10 rallies now in like 3 or 4 days?
Yeah. Yeah, he's nonstop. I mean,
he should be the number one salesman for 5-hour energy.
I know it.
How does this guy do it?
Doesn't sleep.
And he's never sick. Nope. He never has a cold. I mean, what is this?
It's amazing. Know? It's all in the genes. Isn't that how Dr.
Wow.
Ronnie Jackson said it?
Yeah, I mean, that's amazing.
All right. That is Mike McBath along with Rick Brown and myself, Christopher Hart. You are listening to the American Adversaries Radio Show. We are here. We are live in the Relax and Comfort Studios on AM 660, The Answer, and FM 105.5. And we do have the Titan Cave Cam up. But you'll have to find us on Nick Lo Cicero's Facebook page. I'm sorry.
Oh, is that right? Okay.
Nick Lo Cicero, and we'll link up to it later on our Facebook page. All right, I'm sorry for that. That's my lack of technical skills showing through. All right. The president is hard at it. He was, after speaking last night in Fort Myers, he was right back at the White House, right back at work this morning. A little while ago in the White House, he gave an address, in essence, to the caravans, the people in the caravans. He said, don't come here.
Don't come.
Yeah, we're not going to let you in. Turn around, go back.
You know, another question, Chris, and this is a serious question. Do you think that Cuba, Nicaragua, or Venezuela are interfering at all? I mean, these are three, you know, major communist anti-American states who could be getting funded by Russia, could be getting funded by Iran, could
China.
China. Do you think they're in there playing this game? I believe they're in there,
of course.
Actually, John Bolton called them out today. He actually called them the Troika of Tyranny.
Right.
And that their leaders are Larry, Curly,
and Moe like, from the Three Rascals, or the Three Stooges. Stooges.
Yeah, he didn't say which leader was which.
But you know what?
Which.
That's a very valid statement.
Now, Nicaragua is one of the Central American countries where some of these illegals are coming from.
Right.
Almost caught myself there.
Right.
Some of these illegals are coming from. Primarily, they're coming from El Salvador, Honduras, and Nicaragua.
Right.
And but there have been some reports that Venezuela was helping organize, perhaps, the caravans, put all this together. There's not been much reliable reporting on, indeed, who has organized it. However, we do know that liberal organizations based in the United States have been helping along the way.
And a number of them are financed by our good friend, George Soros. Again,
right.
He's at it again to destroy America.
Right.
And that's amazing. He lives here.
Right. And, well, he...
Part of the time.
He has a house here.
Right.
It's my understanding he lives most of his time on his yacht.
He ought to. I don't think he better come on ground because the Russians are looking for him and everybody else.
And part of the reason why is because in international waters, he's, in essence, untouchable.
Yeah.
Right.
Really is Dr. Evil.
He is the truth. He is truly.
That little hairless
they could do a movie on this guy.
But look at how he's being treated recently in the media.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the shooter in Pittsburgh and his tirades against George Soros and President Trump, they're now equating George Soros. He's the friend of all Jews.
George Soros, the guy that turned on the Jews during World War II.
When he wasn't marching them to the gas chamber.
Right. Yes.
Yeah, he supported the Nazis against his own people.
Yes, that George Soros. Don't go picking on him because he is the friend of all Jews, according to the liberal mainstream media now.
Did Ari have a take on this?
Response.
What's that?
Did Ari have a take on what's going on? Because I missed that on Monday, too.
Abe, you mean?
Abe. Yeah.
Ari. That's all right.
He did. And basically, it was, you know, unfortunately, Jews face this worldwide.
Yeah.
Also, that it is despicable, I believe was the word he used, when people try to make it a political football, which is what the Democrats did right away. What was it Sarah Huckabee Sanders said? The first thing the president did was condemn these acts.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing the media did was condemn
the president. Right.
And that is just, and Jewish people don't like words like Holocaust, Nazi, and, you know, things like that to be used lightly.
Right.
Right.
All right? Because it was obviously a very serious event in the history of the Jewish people. They were almost annihilated, exterminated. And there are a lot of people around the world that still want to do it. And this guy in Pittsburgh was expressing this. Right? And they face this worldwide. And it is uncalled for. But it exists. And when politicians begin to use it as a political thing, it takes away the significance of the act.
Mm-hmm.
And Ray, the last couple of articles Abe has written, there's concern amongst conservative Jews that the liberals and the Democrat Party are going too far to the left, so far to the left that the party will desert the cause of Israel.
Sort of like the Obama.
Haven't they?
Area. I thought they had, under Obama, they literally did desert them. They turned on them.
They've gone a long way.
Right.
But get this. We may rue the day
when Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi are gone, because they may be replaced by people so far to the left. Yeah. You see, that we'll be sitting there wishing, oh, God, I wish old Chuck Schumer
and his sour-faced intern
were back around in charge of things again. That's how bad it is.
Well, that is bad.
That's when you're thinking that Nancy and Chucky boy...
That you would appreciate that.
Right.
Ugh. Well, I mean, the party's being replaced by people like Ocasio and Gillum.
And they have
Spartacus and Ellis. And crazy, what's her name?
And don't forget Ellis.
Keith Ellis.
Right.
Keith Ellis.
They're absolutely
the
insane.
Sex pervert,
right.
The attorney general.
And he's not the only. Yeah. There are several Muslims running for Congress this time that have a good chance of winning who are very virulently anti-Semitic.
Have we seen any more numbers on Keith Ellis, the pervert from Minnesota?
His campaign was in trouble.
That's the last thing I saw a couple weeks ago.
There's actually been some good news, I believe, in the Senate race out of Minnesota.
Right.
I can't recall it off the top of my head, but it seemed like there was... the Libertarian candidate decided to get out of the race.
Yeah, he dropped out, which throws all that toward the Republican candidate.
I don't know their early voting schedule, unless a lot of people have already voted for him. But there are several places where the Libertarian candidate is, for lack of a better phrase, throwing a monkey wrench into things.
Isn't there one in Tester's deal, too? Tester,
Libertarian
moved over to the Republican and endorsed the Republican, and now Tester's in real big trouble.
Right. However, in Illinois, it's the opposite, where Joe Donnelly is running for re-election.
Mm-hmm.
And he's one of these guys, you can trust me. I won't go with either party. I'll be my own man kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But the real force in that election is the Libertarians pulling about 7 or 8 points and has no intention of getting out.
Yeah.
And Donnelly is ahead by, guess what? Seven or eight points.
Yeah.
So it is. But to get back to the president, once again is he's doing what we said he would do prior to him being elected. He understands what we understood, and that is, remember we used to talk about him being a man of results? He's a man used to getting results. He knows that he would be judged by his results.
He's goal-oriented.
And he knew that he would always be judged by his results. That's what he's asking for, actually, right now. Judge me by my results.
Mm-hmm.
He said, it was talk when I was running for president. Now you got results.
Right.
And then you got this resistance. What is that?
Right.
What do you get out of resistance? Nothing. He says, I'm showing you results. And he's absolutely right, and the media can't stand it. And that is by the way, that is
but Chris,
is coming home to people's thoughts.
In a midterm, has there ever been any president in history do the work this guy is doing to reelect his own congressman?
Now, George W. Bush in 2010 did get out and campaign, and he had like 3 or 4 campaign stops in the last weekend.
Right.
Trump's going to have 10. Obama, he did like 1 or 2.
Low energy.
Right.
Right.
And you see the results.
Right.
Obama got lousy results. George W. Bush in 2010, great results. And I'm willing to bet that President Trump's efforts this time are going to pay off. How big is yet to be determined, but I'm confident that his efforts are going to pay off.
Are there Las Vegas odds on these elections, I wonder?
And Las Vegas can't put out odds, but they do in England.
In England they do, London.
And I remember we were kind of tracking those during the campaign, but I have not seen or heard any during this
I know we were doing it during the presidential campaign.
Right,
but maybe...
right. Hmm. And by the way, the president... I meant to ask you, Jeff, that we need to find that clip from the president visiting the hospital in Pittsburgh where the people are thanking him. While he looks for that, we'll find that and pull that up. When the president went to Pittsburgh, of course, the media he's got protesters and people signing petitions, don't want him there and stuff. Well, when he was in the hospital, There was effusive praise for the president. And by the way, a little side note, the shooter was actually wounded. They said they shot him several times.
Right.
I don't know if this guy was...
Good.
On drugs or whatever, but they took him in and performed surgery on him. After the surgery, the doctor who performed the surgery introduced himself to the shooter. Hello, I'm Dr. Cohen.
Oh, boy.
Mm.
Yeah. Where do you think I originated from, right? But, it's funny.
In other words, the Jewish doctor went in and said, I'm a Jewish doctor, and I saved your life.
You know, and another thing, too, we talk about college voting with this bozo, you know, out there yesterday, you know.
Bernie Sanders.
Bernie the bozo. But I was
UCF.
Thinking about last weekend when I was at Penn State, which has about 45,000 on campus, and we toured the whole campus. I didn't see one protester. I didn't see hardly any political activism on either side, which to me was sort of amazing that you're within 1 week and there's just no one showing, which I don't know is good or bad, any interest at all on either side of the political spectrum.
Well,
isn't that strange?
The one person who is drawing the interest is President Trump, and he draws it everywhere he goes. He's going to be in Pensacola at 6:30 local time. That'll be 7:30 our time because they're in Central Time on Saturday evening. He'll be in Pensacola, and I think that's going to be like the third rally of the day.
Wow!
And then he's got three or four more on Sunday that he is going to be doing as well. The president is doing what he's supposed to do. He's supporting his party. He's supporting the United States, and he's trying to protect. To protect the public, which, by the way, is his primary job.
Yep.
That's his primary responsibility. And this guy takes it seriously.
And, you know, tomorrow, our good friend Barack Obama, he's going to be outside Atlanta, Morehouse College. They can approach the students at Morehouse College. They will pay them $15 a head to attend it. They're trying to get 6,000 people in there to make it look like a big deal. And they admitted they need this help because everywhere he's gone, there's hardly been anybody in the crowd.
Wow.
Isn't that great?
See,
$15 a head you get for just stopping by.
See, they should have done what the governor of Georgia did. They don't mess with Barack. Get Oprah.
Yeah, Oprah.
If you want a crowd, get Oprah Winfrey, for God's sake, right? She's up there in Georgia rallying and
She's practicing
for
to be president. That's why I think she's doing this. You know? She's looking out at the crowd. How could I mold these people?
Well, let's just say she's going to need a whole lot of practice.
Work, baby. A lot of work.
She's going to need a whole lot of practice.
Yeah.
All right, we got some other news for you as well. Plus, we'll find that clip of the president at the hospital day before yesterday. Was it day before yesterday? I guess it was day before yesterday in Pittsburgh. All right, you're listening to the American Adversaries Radio Show. And don't forget, if you didn't hear earlier in the show, you have an opportunity to meet Ashley Moody, candidate for Florida Attorney General, tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. at the Orange County Republican office at 1320 North Cimarron. That's down there around Goldenrod area. That's a shopping mall, and it's the office is in the mall there. It's obvious. That's 1320 North Cimarron, 9 a.m. for Ashley Moody. And then at 1:15 at the Skyline Attractions, 3923 Forestall Avenue, you'll have the opportunity to meet Rick Scott and Lindsey Graham.
That's a nice combination. Yeah. Worth your time.
Yeah. Yep. All right, we'll be right back.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
Here from Vacation Travel Planners, a member of Cruise Planners, with the latest vacation deals.
Like Bahama cruises from $249 per person. Or how about a 7-night Alaska cruise from $649 per person? On Celebrity Cruises, book a balcony or higher on a 7-night select Caribbean, Europe, or Alaska sailings and receive specialty dinner for two. Get free prepaid gratuities on select sailings with Oceania Cruises. Sandals and Beaches all-inclusive resorts are up to 65% off. Get free prepaid gratuities on select Avalon Waterways River Cruises.
Give us a call at 321-251-4777. That's 321-251-4777. Or visit us at vacationtravelplanners.com. Keep listening to the American Adversaries for new travel specials every week. Bon voyage!
Nearly everyone loves Italian food, but those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080, the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
For most Floridians, our home is our biggest investment. If you are shopping for a new home, vacation home, investment property, want to remodel your home, or need to refinance your existing home loan, you need the very best mortgage professionals working for you to make your American dream come true. I'm Mariah Lee with Patriot Home Funding. And regardless of your mortgage needs, Patriot Home Funding has just the right loan for you. All of our loan products offer the lowest possible fixed rates. We don't charge annoying and expensive junk fees, and you get the very best service and care from me and the rest of our experienced all-star team. Contact us today for a quick, easy, and free pre-qualification. You can call us at 877-377-8123 or visit us on the web at myphf.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream.
Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida. NMLS 171699 and is an equal housing lender.
That's right, you are listening to the American Adversaries. This is our buddy from up the road here. This guy was from Apopka.
Oh, he was.
Yeah, what? Remember this song?
That was probably in the top 2000.
I was swinging. Yeah,
no, I do remember. I was swinging.
Yeah. I was swinging. Yeah, who's the artist on this, Jeff?
It's John Anderson.
John Anderson, that's right. Mm-hmm. From Apopka, right up the street here.
Is he still alive?
Yeah, of course. He's out there swinging. All right, and our cave cam is out there swinging. All right, we're trying to get it up. It just fell over on us. All right, you're listening to the American Adversaries. Last night after I got home, I had recorded the president's rally in Fort Myers. So I watched a little bit of it and then was watching a little bit of Hannity. I fell asleep. And I guess it was about 10 or a little after I fell asleep in a chair. And when I woke up, I don't know, it was about 1 or 1:30 and the TV was still on. And guess who was on the TV?
Me.
No.
Don't tell me Don Trump.
Aubrey Collins joined us in the studio.
Yeah, don't tell me Don Trump.
No, remember old Dr. Ruth?
Oh yeah.
Ruth, what was it, Westheimer?
Yep, Westheimer.
Old Dr.
She's still alive?
She's still alive.
She's 90.
She and Ginsburg ought to get together. They look a little bit alike.
And so I thought, well, I better pay attention to my learn something here, you know?
Yes. So it was your regular show?
No.
Talk or whatever it was?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it was Sex Talk.
No, it wasn't her show. She's not back on the air. She was doing a commercial. She was promoting slinging.
Huh? Slinging.
Slinging, not swinging.
Oh, okay, all right.
Yeah, she was promoting swinging for all healthy adults.
Right.
And, of course, slinging is this new TV application.
Yep.
Or what is it exactly?
You can take from one location and broadcast it to TVs that aren't geographically positioned with your TV.
Right. And, you know, the commercials that they have been making are kind of cute. Mm-hmm. You know, they have these couples talking about slinging and the other couple misunderstands. Right, yeah. And so I guess that's why they brought in Dr. Ruth, you know.
It's going to be pretty disruptive, right? Because you can get, like, one account and have four different TVs, whatever the number is. And you only have to have one account, and you can, in different areas, you can get these TVs on your account.
But it's no fun to sling alone.
No.
Sounds pretty enticing.
Wait a minute, we got to get this microphone for Aubrey turned up here, Jeff. What was that?
Maybe it's better you don't. I don't know.
Hey, you know a little trivia on Dr. Ruth?
What's that?
She is an IDF-trained sniper.
Really? Israeli defense?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, how about that one?
Yeah.
But I mess with her.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep.
All right. Okay.
Put that young lady up in a tree and just turn her loose.
A whole lot better than me right now.
I'm not sure I'd want to date her if that were the case.
I tell you, we do need somebody like Dr. Ruth around in this day and age, right? You know, maybe not sex talk, maybe civility talk would be the name of the show. By the way, speaking of shows, has anybody here watched The Conners?
No.
And not very many other people are watching The Conners either.
We're normal then.
The ratings have been absolutely horrendous. And the ABC executives have bought one more episode of the show.
That's it? One more episode?
One.
Wow.
And it appears as though the Connors are soon to be moving out of the neighborhood.
They'll be joining Connors.
Yeah, right. They fired the star.
Yeah, and killed her off on the show.
Killed her off on the show. But all of the far-left liberals with all their hate speech are still there.
I know.
Not on the not the show,
it makes
but
no
the TV.
Sense. Yep.
Yeah, but they must be fading because the ratings aren't too good, right?
Well, the whole company as a whole, but, CNN, MSNBC.
The ABC executives have been quietly admitting they made a mistake in firing Roseanne.
Well, why don't they just resurrect her from, she went to coma.
They can do anything in the television world.
You know, they paid her $330,000 an episode.
Wow.
How about that for a job? $330,000 just to be somewhat funny.
All right, we'll be right back with more of the American Adversaries Radio Show, where we attempt to be somewhat funny. and entirely factual. We'll be right back with more of the show.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump says he told the U.S. military mobilizing at the southwest border that if migrants try to throw rocks at them, the troops should act as though the rocks are rifles. Mr. Trump made the comments Thursday in a speech on immigration. He promised an executive order sometime next week that would ban migrants from claiming asylum if they cross the border illegally and would set up vast tent cities that would hold anyone illegally coming over the border. Carrying signs that included a mocking reference to the company's original Don't Be Evil motto, thousands of Google employees from around the world briefly walked off the job Thursday to protest what they said was the tech giant's mishandling of sexual misconduct allegations against executives. From Tokyo, Singapore, and London to New York, Seattle, and San Francisco, highly paid engineers and other workers staged walkouts of around an hour. More details at srnnews.com.
Hi, my name is Wayne Lipnitsky, and I am running for Congress, U.S. House, District 9, and I am a veteran with a voice. It is my intent to give a voice to those who have been ignored under this district's current representation. We need your help. My opponent, Darren Soto, wants to raise your taxes, leave the border unsecured, and stifle our local economy. This election is of national importance. Please get involved in our campaign by visiting our website, WayneForUSCongress.com. That is WayneForUSCongress.com. My name is Wayne Lipnitsky, and I approve this message.
Do you suffer from back pain? Have trouble sleeping? Do you ever wish you could get a truly great night's sleep or have your own massage on demand? For 51 years, Relax and Comfort has helped people sit, sleep, and feel better every day. See why ABC, CBS, and Fox are talking about the new X10 bed. It's the perfect marriage of a Sleep Number bed and a Tempur-Pedic bed. Its cool gel memory foam comfort layers are totally adjustable from ultra soft to ultra firm for each side. Add a zero gravity base and you'll have hundreds of healthy and relaxing positions for you and your partner. Save thousands over the leading national brands. With the sustainable X10 design, you'll never need to buy another bed. Get the world's best adjustable beds and massage chairs at no interest, 0% financing. That's less than $5 a day to own. Relax in Comfort, family owned and operated over 50 years, has stores in Winter Park, Sanford, Windermere, and the Villages. Learn more. Visit relaxandcomfort.com. Call 321-329-3118. That's 321-329-3118.
Business owners, this is for you. Competition is tough these days, so you need maximum visibility to stand out in this crowded landscape. And Dino Rento Studios can give you that visibility. Their eye-catching signs, 3D displays, banners, bumper stickers, and car magnets will get your business the attention you're looking for. Dino will also make your convention display the talk of the event. So call Dino Rento Studios at 800-704-7089, 800-704-7089, or visit them at DinoRentosStudios.com. Dino, R-E-N-T-O-S, Studios.com, where they bring ideas to life.
Everybody, that's right. It's your boy, the 7-foot wonder kid himself, the blueprint Matt Morgan, the genetic giant. And right now, you're listening to the American Adversaries Political Professional Wrestling Show only on Orlando's WRL FM 105.5 and on AM 660. The Answer.
All right, we're back. We're live in the Relax and Comfort Studios. Thanks for tuning in tonight, ladies and gentlemen. And don't forget, we'll be here on election night doing election coverage. After our regular show, we'll still be here during the election wrap-up. And what will happen is at 7 o'clock, we'll go to some national coverage for a little while, and then we'll come back with some local numbers and start the watching game, calling the race.
Doing election stuff.
That's right.
Just like the presidential election.
Exactly. All right. And that's Rick Brown. You're going to be here Tuesday night, right?
Nice. Wouldn't miss it for the world.
And Aubrey's going to try to be here. You were here on election night.
The whole night. Aubrey was here right until
about 2:30, 3 o'clock.
Where will Mike Miller's celebration be? Do you know?
We'll have to find that out.
We'll have to find out because we're going to have to stop buying some of these people.
Yeah, yeah. He's been out there working hard and rallying all week long. And we've been trying to get him on the show, but he's had appearances and engagements. Mm-hmm. And we'll still try to get him on before the end of the week.
He is the type of guy that should be elected. I mean, you talk about a straight shooter, a guy who understands the issues, a principled businessman. How could you vote for the other person?
Well, not just that, but his demeanor.
That's what I mean, his style.
He's a decent man.
Right.
And there's not all of this hatred and vitriol and all of this in him.
He's honorable.
And exactly. And this is the kind of person we need, especially in these days of great divisiveness.
The post-Obama era.
The post-Obama era, mm-hmm. Exactly. Good way to put it.
Put a postage stamp on him and mail him somewhere.
All right, that's Aubrey. Of course, Mike McBass here. I am Christopher Hart, 407-774-8255 is the number. We were talking earlier about the president. You know, you can't get any kind of fair treatment from the media. By the way, the media is also treating the Republicans pretty shabbily too, which is no surprise.
Yeah, like surprise, surprise.
But
right?
what's the surprise is that they've actually done a study and verified it. And over the last, news cycle, you might say, these last few months, is leading into the campaign, Democrats have been getting far more positive coverage than the Republicans have been getting.
I mean, they're not telling you that on the news, are they?
No, and that's not including the president. Who gets very little good coverage.
Right.
And the president has been pointing this out. And as a recent example is when he went to Pittsburgh. Yeah, there were protests there that were organized as part of the resistance movement. But also, the president was very much welcomed by people who were much closer, shall we say, to the action. And the president visited the hospital where some of the wounded people are still recovering. And as he was preparing to go, I don't know if he was leaving, but he was leaving one of the floors of the hospital. I think he was leaving. And the media was set up in one of the corridors, and there he comes walking through, and here's what happened when the president walked. Basically, it's an intersection of corridors, okay? And here's what happened when the president made his way into that intersection. Jeff, if you please.
Thank you, President Trump.
Thank you, President Trump.
Thank you. Thank you.
Keep it up.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you
for coming.
No, thank you, sir.
You're best.
Great job.
Thank you, Mr. President. We love you. Thank you.
Can I shake your hand,
sir?
Thank
you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, President Trump.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, John. That's a great gesture.
Thank you, First Lady.
Thank you.
I don't care what you
say. We love you.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
Operating room, right?
A couple hours ago.
See, when Trump shakes your hand, there's no problem. Thank you all very much.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you for coming to Pittsburgh.
Thank you, darling. Good job.
Thank you. Thank you.
I love you, Ivanka.
Rick, were you in the crowd?
That was Aubrey.
Thank you, Ivanka. Thank you, Jared.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was the hospital staff.
Yeah. Isn't that terrific? Cool.
And you could
very
hear,
neat.
Terrific. You could hear that the president walked over to them and was shaking their hands. He even made a joke one of the doctors had just recently gotten out of surgery, and he said, look, even Trump will still shake your hand. And you could tell that they were most appreciative that the president showed up there at the hospital to console the actual victims while the protesters were out in the streets consoling themselves. You see, with the protesters, it's always about them.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
That's the whole idea of protesting. It's me. It's me. Me. Yep. Look at me. Here are my demands. Deal with me. 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 And what's the resistance movement about? Me. Me. I don't like this. I don't want this. It's a temper tantrum.
Like, grow up.
Exactly.
They're adult cupcakes is what they are.
And they're throwing temper tantrums.
Yep. Not good.
And the media just expresses this in a fashion on the in a studio.
Right, but now also earlier on you mentioned that the doctor that operated on that guy was Jewish.
Correct, and he introduced himself.
Right, but so is the administrator of that hospital. The head of the hospital is also Jewish.
Okay.
And don't forget that the rabbi of the congregation where everyone was shot actually welcomed President Trump.
Right. Yeah.
Which was totally, the mayor, and of course,
right.
His darling heart, yeah, and stupid heads.
For the most part, the Jewish community was happy to see President Trump.
Them. Yes.
Right.
Now, obviously, there are some liberal Jewish folks, but for the most part, they were happy that he came there. And I saw one lady being interviewed on the street, and she said, look, if he didn't come, they'd criticize him. He came, they criticized him. He can't do anything
right.
with these people.
And it's true.
And it's true.
But the good news is Trump will do what he's going to do.
And that's the point.
That's what I like.
And that's the whole point.
Doing what's right.
See, he doesn't let them dictate to him how he should behave. Right? That's what all the other Republicans did. They allowed the media, the liberals, to dictate to them.
That's exactly right. Let's think about it. Let's plot.
What are the optics going
to
be?
Yes. Right, right.
What do we need to get along?
Exactly. And I can't do that because they'll use it against me.
What do I need to get votes?
Right? And see, what Trump is, not only does he do it, but he shows that it pays off to do it.
We've learned that by the crowds he's drawn, for sure.
Exactly right.
Mm-hmm. You can't clean out the dirt, if you get down in the dirt with them and play their game, you have to defeat them at their game.
You have to define their game.
But the president is willing to get down into the dirt with them, and that's the whole point.
But not to play their game with them. He's there to defeat them.
Right. At their
it's
own,
not there to get along.
Right. It's to defeat them at their own game.
He stomps them into the dirt.
Right. he basically says this in the Axios interview that bits and pieces are coming out. The whole thing's supposed to be broadcast Monday. Why they're waiting until then, I don't know.
How long is this interview going to be, Chris?
It's evidently about a half an hour or so. And the president is he's quite adamant that I'm sorry, what was the point you were just making? That's the way the game is played. He doesn't necessarily like to, but he feels like he has to. That he has to get nasty. He has to get down in order to win, in order to defeat them. He says, if I didn't do this, I wouldn't have won. And if I don't do this, I'm going to lose.
Right.
And that's not the whole purpose of the game. The whole purpose of politics is to win.
Yeah, you don't drain the swamp by getting into bed with the swamp creatures. You got to beat them to get rid of them.
Right, but you got to go down in the swamp to haul them out. It's like that TV show. You ever watch that show?
Swamp people. I love
swamp
it. They're going to pull the gators right out of the lake.
Right.
You know,
they go in and they haul the gators out. And that's what he's doing. And it's not the cleanest of work.
Isn't that what Georgia did last week?
But it would be a lot less of a work if the gators in the swamp weren't so full of fight themselves. See, what the president is up against is he's up against a media that's going to beat him senseless as long as he lets them. And so he's not going to let them. And only a fool would.
You know what? He wakes up earlier than all of them.
Oh, yeah, he does.
So good luck trying to beat him, friend.
I don't think he gets any sleep.
I don't either. I don't know how the guy does.
Well, if you were sleeping next to Melania, would you get a lot of sleep?
Oh, Chris,
listen, Melania looks pretty well rested to me.
All right. So the president, once again, is forging ahead amidst all the fighting. He is also getting into, when he goes into a state, I've noticed this as well, too, he gets himself a little bit educated on the players in the state. Mm-hmm. Like, he knows who Gillum is. He knows who Andrew Gillum is.
Certainly. Yeah.
And he has been calling him out. But he does that in other states as well. And certainly he has called out Gillum. Gillum is... he still appears to be running strong. I think the polls are showing him stronger than he actually is. But just for safety's sake, I'm going to take
and
him
out. And vote.
Right.
Vote,
I'm not going to take it vote. For granted. Let's assume that he is ahead in the polls. But his campaign is facing some headwinds now as the truth comes out about his, shall we say, trouble in Tallahassee. And now with this Project Veritas video, and it's sort of late in the game, but, you know, these are the kind of things that can drive that final, mm-hmm. you know, now, last day or two of voting.
Hopefully, right.
Yeah, so we shall see how it goes. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we got John on the line, and we'll take your phone call as well at 407-774-8255. Don't forget, tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock, the Orange County Republican office at 1320 North Cimarron. Ashley Moody will be there bearing donuts for you. And, of course, she's running for Attorney General of Florida. Please make sure you vote for her. Also, Rick Scott and Lindsey Graham at 1:15 will be at the Skyline Attractions, 3923 Forest Hall Avenue. Skyline Attractions, 1:15, Rick Scott and Lindsey Graham. Here's your chance to meet all three. We'll be right back.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
Well, you've heard the horror stories. The couple comes home from shopping.
Oh, my gosh, there's water pouring out of the ceiling fan in the living room. Henry, quick, grab a bucket.
My new wood floors. They're ruined. Gosh, I wish we had this home inspected before we signed on the dotted line.
This is Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Buying a home is the biggest investment you'll make. You have to know what you're getting into. Henry and June now have a nightmare on their hands. Don't let that happen to you. Call Firm Foundation Home Inspections before you sign on the dotted line. We'll inspect the property from roof to foundation with the latest technology to know if there are any leaks or electrical problems. You'll get a detailed report, and at Firm Foundation, we warranty our work, ensuring your peace of mind.
Don't make that big investment without calling the home inspector that more realtors use. Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Call 321-624-0254 or go online to orlandoshomeinspector.com.
The news stories are alarming. Sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santomassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to save guard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 Screening Solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
Got a house down a back road, I got a flag on the front porch, I got a dog named Waylon, I got a driveway that needs paving. Got a boat with a two-stroke, a couple guaranteed to make you laugh jokes. I got friends in low places. Yeah, life is what you make it. I might not end up in the Hall of Fame with a star on a sidewalk with my name or a statue in my hometown when I'm gone. Nobody gonna name their babies after me. I might not go down in history, but
to the honky-tonk.
You know, we got to get back to doing a country western contest.
Yeah, I just love that tune.
I mean, there's so many great country. I love that one. Is I'm drinking double because my baby's acting single. That is one of my favorite country western songs.
Oh man. Well, we're the American Adversaries. We may not go down in history, but after the show, we going down to the honky tonk.
You might be drinking double because your baby's.
All right, we got John on the line. How you doing, John? Thank you for calling.
Hi, how are you guys this evening?
Excellent.
I guess I must be one of those white male terrorists.
Join the crowd.
No, the way you sound,
John. I just
John.
Committed a terrorist act in their eyes. I went and voted.
Oh, my Lord.
Man, this guy's bad news.
Hey, how was it crowded when you were there?
No, it wasn't bad at all. I had my sample ballot already filled out, so it was good. Just in and out.
Good, good. Yep. Where'd you go?
Oviedo Library.
At the library. Okay, good. Mm-hmm. Good. Well, congratulations.
Yeah, that's where we went. Quick and easy.
Yeah. All right. Well, go ahead.
Yeah, the other day I saw that Gillum had texted to Trump and said something to the effect of, you know, you don't get down in the mud with a pig because you get dirty and the pig likes it.
Right.
Yeah, and Trump didn't respond.
That's, you know, one thing about Gillum is he's got this sort of homespun.
That's what he
approach.
Tries to project, you know. Right. He's a real neat guy.
Exactly.
Not.
And this guy went to, what was it, Oakland in California, where they have like this liberal school out there of indoctrination.
Oh, he did.
Yeah,
well, that's great.
How to lie and influence people.
And it's more about.
Are there any schools in California that aren't liberal?
Right, exactly. But this is in particular for like liberal politician wannabes, and he went out there and
that is terrible.
And but thanks, John.
We were talking about polls though.
Yeah
And I don't put a lot of stock in what the actual result is, but I do think that they indicate the trend,
right?
The direction it's going in. The actual total may not be the right, but the direction it's moving in is generally correct.
That's right. You're right. And the general direction of the polls right now is in the Republicans' favor, has been for the last couple of weeks. And I don't see it changing.
Nope.
So, all right, John, thank you for the good news. We appreciate you being out there.
You're ever going to run for office, Chris?
No.
He should, huh?
Now, there's going to be a lot of material out there.
I would love the campaign. I would hate being in office.
Oh, see, I was just the opposite.
Are you any good at catching dogs?
And what's that?
Are you any good at catching dogs?
Catching dogs? Dogs like me.
But I'm good for you for dog catcher.
All right, I hear you. I hear you, brother. Thank you, John. Thank you so much.
Right.
Appreciate you.
I wasn't going to go there with your dogs.
I know. I was about a fire hydrant.
All right. So let's talk about the important things around here. UCF has a big game coming up
this
here in a few
great.
Minutes.
I mean,
and Randy Ross is going to be out there watching from one of the suites.
Do you think Randy knows the difference between a football and a soccer ball?
That's right. And he's going to the game.
But he's going to the game, and that's all that matters, because we've got to support the UCF Knights, but they are right. Number 12, which I think is truly unfair on the college football playoffs.
Charge, yeah.
And the reality of it is they're playing Temple tonight, I think has the first winning record of any team they played up to date, which I'm not using that to disparage them or anything.
But it does come into play in the rankings.
But Temple is also good. I think they're 5-3. But ultimately, this will be resolved because they do have to play South Florida. I think it's the last game of the season.
Yeah.
And South Florida has like one loss. But if they win everything, I still think they have no shot at all to be in the CF.
No, they won't put them into the Final
fair.
Four. No.
But think about this coach.
It has to do with the strength of schedule.
This coach, though, they do owe it. He should be coach of the year. I mean, to come in on the second team, the guy leaves, bolts somewhere else thinking he's going to greener pastures. This guy comes in and he goes another undefeated year.
Yeah.
You got to be kidding me. Yeah. This guy should be the coach of the year.
And it's because there aren't very many good coaches selections of the year out there right now.
Not right now. Who are you going to give it to? You know what I mean?
I don't want to diminish
it. I don't
want to
give it to Saban. He's won 34 coaches of the year. I don't want to give it them.
But Taggart and FSU's having trouble. Scott Frost at Nebraska.
Yep.
The fellow down there in Miami, Rickert, Jimbo Fisher didn't do so great at Texas A&M. I mean,
no, he's doing okay, but not great. But they're paying him great, so he should be doing great.
Yeah, I know they're not
the
only coaches out there, but I'm just saying this hasn't been a great year for college football coaches and their success.
The other thing that would be nice to see UCF, just for a lot of reasons, play Florida in the Peach Bowl or something like that.
That would
I think
fun.
That would really be a
you
fun
know,
game.
They've played Florida before.
You know, they have.
Yeah, it was
a while back.
Yeah, it was right. I don't even think they were actually a 1A division school at that time.
Right,
I think they were 2A or whatever it was.
Yeah. Oh boy!
And of course they went up there and got like $500,000 to get beat on for a couple hours. Right,
but that would be great. I mean, that would inspire this. I just about believe that all state schools should play each other just for the fan base to fill the stadiums and everything else. Like UCF plays Florida, Florida State. Why not?
Well, that's why they have the UCF of South Florida rivalry. Mm-hmm. That was you know. It's supposed to be that interstate rivalry, and it's become a pretty good rivalry at that. But it would be nice to see UCF play in the likes of Florida and FSU and Miami.
And UCF, it looks like they have the advantage of two good quarterbacks because last week's the primary quarterback didn't start. The other guy came in and did a tremendous job,
and it
which
looks
is
like,
rare to have two good quarterbacks, particularly at sort of that level.
At least according to the paper this morning, Milton was not supposed to start tonight either.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's going to be a good test for UCF, and Randy promised to take pictures. I hope he knows what to take pictures of.
Randy. He'll be out there taking a picture of the cheerleaders.
Hey, well,
Randy,
that's not so bad idea.
I know, but wait a second. This may be misinterpreted. You know what I mean?
Okay. And by the way, if you would like to meet Randy, of course, join the Trump 2020 Club. He's about and about at all of their events, and we're going to try to hog tie him and have him at our event, live remote broadcast, on the 7th, the day after Election Day, where we will be doing a live remote broadcast at the Kitland Park in Apopka, which is just, you know, just right off the main drag up there.
Not far.
Not far. And it is going to be the opening ceremony of the Traveling Vietnam Wall Memorial, which will be there at the park, available, lit, and people monitoring it, available for your assistance 24 hours a day until it breaks down.
Is this a miniature wall, or is it the actual size of
It's three-fifths scale. It's three-fifths scale, which means it's about 100 yards long.
Yeah. I mean, I saw the one in Washington, but I just wondered if this
And this one's very big. You will be impressed.
Wow.
Let me just say this. You will be impressed. And all the names are on there in the same order. It's the same. It's a duplicate, just three-fifths scale. And your friend is on there.
Bob Kalsu was a rookie with me with the Buffalo Bills. Mm-hmm. He was a captain of the University of Oklahoma. He was ROTC. He was pulled in at the end of the season. Within 3 months, he was killed. His platoon was overrun. And, you know, and there was nothing could be done. But the good news is the guy's children are well-educated. One's a lawyer. One's a doctor. You know, everything worked out well for his family. And the Bills did put him up on the Wall of Fame, which they should have. But you know.
Do you remember what year he was killed?
I would say it was in 69 because I went in as a rookie in 68. So in 69, as anybody, if you remember back then, the Marines were drafting guys at that point.
Yeah.
It was so desperate.
That's right.
And, but I think everybody who went to high school, I'm sure all of us had guys that were in high school that were killed. You know, when you came out of high school, not that we even remember the names of the specific ones, but obviously Bob will not be forgotten.
Bob's name will be
Bob
listed
Kalsu.
In 1969 in the order in which he was killed.
Right.
I know of a person who's on the wall. I knew his brothers and sisters. His name's Larry Smedley.
Mm-hmm.
I've told you about the sign. If you get on I-4 from 436 heading west into town, you'll see. And I've noticed that the construction crews are kind of working around this sign.
Really?
Yeah, they're leaving it up, and it says the Larry E. Smedley Honor Highway. Corporal Larry E. Smedley, recipient of the Medal of Honor.
Oh, great.
And he was killed in December 1967.
Yeah.
So when we're there that day, Mike and I can go up to the wall and do a little etching. They'll have pencils in the paper where you can, you know, etch it, and, you know, the name will be on there. So if you know anyone, their name will be there in the year in which they were killed. And they have guides as well, guidebooks and guides who will help you find the names on the
really
wall.
Yeah.
So it's really a powerful experience.
Wasn't it like 54,000 that were killed in
over
that
60?
War? 60? Oh,
I think it was closer to 64,000.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And that they're all on the wall. And, of course, people also do, just like they do in Washington, D.C., at least when I saw it in Daytona, they'll leave little, you know, flowers or some, you know, tribute to their loved one. And you won't know necessarily who it is but you'll see it there at the base of the wall.
It's pretty impactful.
It is. Now, it's going to be there for the whole Veterans Day weekend, and then Veterans Day night, they will close it down. But as I said, it's a 24-hour thing. So
do they rotate
come
from
there,
city to city, or do they just take it back to Washington?
No,
just rotate.
It goes around. It goes around. Yeah. But as I said, it's available. You'll be able to go there 24 hours, and they do that so that if people don't want to come there when there's a big crowd, they'll be able to come there in a more peaceful setting, or perhaps they're night owls. But it will be there for 24 hours. But we'll be there for the opening ceremony. Once again, it's November the 7th, the day after Election Day, and I certainly hope and expect we'll be in a celebratory mood.
We better be in a good mood, buddy.
We're going to be fired up, I can tell you. Be assured.
And that's when we'll do the drawing, our raffle drawing. And you can still register at our website, AmericanAdversaries.com. Got a couple people registered today. And but don't wait. Make sure you get registered for that. And all of that on November the 7th. So please do come out and join us for that remote broadcast. We'd love to meet you. All right, that's going to wrap it up for us tonight. Of course, we'll be back tomorrow night and every night we can be. And Larry Elder follows us up here in just a few moments. One last time, if you'd like to meet Ashley Moody, candidate for Florida Attorney General, 9 a.m. tomorrow, Orange County Republican Office, 1320 North Cimarron. And Rick Scott and Lindsey Graham, you can meet them at 115 at Skyline Attractions, 3923 Forestall Avenue. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
News, opinion, passion. FM 105.5.